Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In addition to the U.S. Department of Justice supporting our case in Virginia, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, has also weighed in support. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, we've already talked about on this program our Virginia case, but let me just kind of give a brief overview for people that may have not heard of the situation. On Palm Sunday, Pastor Kevin Wilson and 15 other people met for an in-person service in the church that seats 293 people. Six people over the governor of Virginia Northam's magic number of 10, just six people more than what Northam says was allowable for churches.
And where he got that number, we don't know.
We have no idea.
10.
But there's no number that he imposes on liquor stores and
right.
big box centers, super centers, and abortion clinics.
Right.
But 10 people. So this church does not have internet, and many of the people it serves do not have internet. So when the church closes its doors, there is no online option. There's just no online option for them. So on Palm Sunday, one of the holiest Sundays of the year for Christians, that Sunday before Easter, they were having 16 people spaced out far and wide inside a 293-seat sanctuary. So you can imagine only 16 people in that kind of a larger sanctuary that seats up to 293 people. Well, at the end of the service, police officers approached Pastor Wilson, and they gave him a summons for a criminal citation punishable up to a year in prison and $2,500 fine.
For having church.
For having church. For having six people over the 10-person limit.
Yeah.
And so the officers also warned the other people, the other 15 that didn't get ticketed, if you come back on Easter, the same thing's going to happen. We're going to do the same thing to each one of you. And so in the meantime, and even now, the police cars patrol the parking lot, even though there's nobody there, and they drive around the church trying to intimidate them. Well, we filed a federal lawsuit that's pending. The United States Department of Justice saw the importance of this lawsuit, and they filed a statement of interest, which is a brief on a Sunday afternoon showing how important they think this case is.
Powerful.
That's a powerful statement. Siding with us, arguing that the court should give us an injunction against these unconstitutional orders.
Well, you know, Matt, he's even said on Fox News Radio, he said, even in the midst of a national emergency, every American enjoys our cherished liberties, including the freedom of religion.
Yeah, that's Vice
Thank
President
you,
Pence.
Vice President Pence.
So he was on the Brian Kilmeade show on Fox News Radio, and Brian Kilmeade asked him about the situation in Virginia, and specifically the Department of Justice filing its statement of interest in the case. And he then gave that statement that you just mentioned, that even in a national emergency, we enjoy these liberties, including freedom of religion.
And that's what we keep saying. The Constitution doesn't go on pause just because you're in a crisis.
So, you know, what's amazing is it's not that we needed validation because we knew what was right, and we're going to speak what's right no matter whether there's opposition to it. And we have gotten, over the time, some opposition, but more and more people have seen the light and understood what we've been saying all along. And the nice thing is that the U.S. Department of Justice, which is the highest law enforcement agency of the country, under the highest law enforcement officer of the country, the U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, looked at our case and said, this is a case we want to get involved in. And they filed their brief in support of our case. And that was on a Sunday. A couple days later, on the Brian Kilmeade show, Vice President Pence is being interviewed. And Brian Kilmeade asked him about the Virginia case and the Department of Justice filing its statement of interest, which is a brief in this case involving our client, Lighthouse Fellowship Church. And here's the Vice President of the United States of America being very familiar with our case.
They've both been reading our press releases.
He's been definitely reading and being very familiar with it and coming down and saying that he's in favor of the Department of Justice. He strongly agrees, close quote, with the Department of Justice filing a statement of interest in support of the church.
Amen.
And then he quotes, and then he says what you just quoted about we still enjoy our cherished liberties even during a national emergency, including freedom of religion.
Right.
It is nice to see the Vice President of the United States, and certainly you know the President of the United States also is keenly aware of this case and also these cases that we have around the country. And he has actually, no doubt, coordinated with, spoken to the Department of Justice. Of course, the Department of Justice has made very clear statements that it is monitoring these unconstitutional restrictions arising out of these orders, that literally the, quote, cure, these restrictive orders, in many cases, are worse than the actual disease.
And, you know, I heard a statement that you made not long ago, Matt. You said, all these governors do not respect life, do not respect liberty. And you see that time and time again, because without liberty, you can't have life and vice versa. So they don't respect either one of these. And
yeah,
you see,
you know,
it happening.
We're working in all the different states. And, of course, there's some states now that are starting to turn the corner. Florida was really one of the first ones, and it really happened as a result of our case involving the pastor out of Tampa. But other states, like Texas and others, are loosening up the restrictions. But some of those states, they're just like digging their heels in. And I'm talking about Virginia, Illinois, Maine, and New York, and California, and others.
No respect for life.
What do those states have in common? They have they've got Democratic leadership as the governor, who is very pro-abortion, who's putting these very restrictive orders on churches and people, businesses as well. So what we see is a pattern. The most restrictive states in the country have a pattern of the governor at the highest level of that state doesn't respect the sanctity of human life, and you can tell that they don't respect freedom. And so when you look, for example, at the Declaration of Independence, it says that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. In other words, government doesn't grant them, government doesn't take them away.
They come from God.
They come directly from God by virtue of we being created in His image. Right. Certain unalienable rights, among which are life and liberty. So if you don't have life, they knew that life was the preeminent right to life. It only makes sense. If somebody doesn't respect your life, including the most vulnerable among you, the preborn, they're not going to respect your liberty. They are willing to trample your liberty and to control you. And that's really what we're seeing happen. So in some of these states, despite some turning the corner and opening up, which is good news, they should have done that some time ago. Be that as it may, we're seeing these restrictions that are draconian, very restrictive, very hostile towards churches, and they want to dig their heels in. So that's why we have been targeting these critical states. They're all in different sections of the country where we filed suit looking at the various courts of appeal, and we already have a great decision at the Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that governs Kentucky, Ohio, and also, Tennessee, and so those surrounding areas. And we got a unanimous decision both on parking lot services and in-person services from that Court of Appeals.
But, you know, going back to those governors, they have the most foundational denominator, and that's they do not respect God.
Yeah,
the
they don't respect God, which means they don't respect God, they don't respect life, and they don't respect liberty. Now, I know the governor in Maine says, well, she's attending church online. Well, you know, if she wants to attend a church online, she can be my guest. No one's telling her not to.
But don't
force everyone in Maine to do that.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing happening in these other places. Other governors are not saying that they're attending church. It doesn't really matter whether they are or not. They don't have the authority to impose their view on churches and micromanage worship.
That very word means assembly, worship, right?
The word ecclesia, the word church, from which we get the word church, means assembly. Mm. And that's also the word synagogue or synagoge, which comes from the Greek. That also means a place of assembly. And so consequently, just continue to pray for our cases. We're working long, long, long hours. We're working with lots of pastors across the country. Some of these pastors, they're having to make a decision. Do they go to church on Sunday and risk a risk? And many of these pastors are making that decision. Pray for them. Pray for our church. Pray for this country. Go to lc.org and reopenchurch.org. That's reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.